Hello, and welcome to Friends for Life, a podcast of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's National Mission. We're here to come alongside you as we journey through life under the cross. What does it look like to care for our neighbors in body and soul? How do we tend to our own body and soul? How can we speak up for life? And finally, how do we share the faith with the next generation? Join us as we have these conversations and learn together. We hope you'll stick around and be our friends for life.
Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Steph Nugebauer, here with my co-host for this season, Reverend Andy Becker. We decided, Andy and I, to dedicate this season to the topic of relationship challenges, because the fact of the matter is, everyone has relationships. You're a son, you're a daughter, you're a friend, you're a church member, you're a student or an employee, maybe a wife or a husband, the list can go on.
That is an exhausted list, Steph. Okay.
Do you need to add any to it?
I think I'm good, but that's a really long list. There are a lot of relationships that we have.
You're right. There's so many relationships that we have in our life. And we want to be clear that relationships, of course, doesn't just mean husband or wife. It means so many other things. It's the human connection that we have with one another. So with all of these different relationships, it's inevitable that in a fallen world where we're sinful, there will be things that challenge the health of our relationships. Whether we get ourselves into these challenging situations or that they're thrust upon us by circumstances outside of our control, the hope is to bring on some really wise guests for this season so that they can guide us through some really tough things like loneliness and isolation, loss of trust. So in the little time that we have here, Andy, we face these challenges head on, and we also hope that we get to deliver the sweet message of the gospel to our listeners, and our guests will share how we can find peace and we can find reconciliation and repair in even our toughest relationship challenges. As we were preparing for this season, Andy, what's your why for why we chose to do this season, besides the laundry list I just provided us?
I think we have so many different relationships and different categories of relationships, different levels of intimacy within those relationships, from the casual to the very deep. But in all of those, we can struggle with some of those things you just mentioned of how do we relate to one another? How do we have healthy relationships? How do we even have relationships in general? Because sometimes we push away from certain relationships because of a hurt or pain or struggles that we've had. Some of us feel awkward talking with other people or people we've just met, or feel out of place or alone. And so for me, the why of the season with relationships is we all deal with relationship challenges. So let's talk about it. Let's hear about some of the challenges, but also hear about some of the solutions that we have in Christ and in one another.
Yeah. So maybe I should have bracketed this whole introduction with, you've been on before, but you're manager of LCMS Family Ministry. So maybe you could reintroduce yourself just briefly, and then it's probably obvious, but why we've couched relationships under family ministry.
Yeah, so I do family ministry for the Synod. I'm the manager of family discipleship, and I have been married for 22 years and been a father for some of that time as well. My wife and I have two boys. They're both teenagers now, 17 and 13. They just keep on growing. all the fun things that go along with being a dad, and managing that and figuring out what that looks like and experiencing those things. But yeah, when you talk about family ministry or family discipleship, the relationships are part of that. Whether you're talking about relating to your family of origin with your mom and dad and your siblings or aunts and uncles or cousins, whether you're talking about your family, whatever that looks like, your household, whether that's you and your spouse, or if your kids are still at home, or if they're not, if you're widowed or were never married, those relationships that you manage with those people around you. And then we have the family of Christ that's around us with those relationships. So all of life, all of family is really about relationships. And then we extend beyond that. Our families, our households are placed in neighborhoods, whether that's an apartment complex or whether a traditional kind of a street with front porches and house stoops and all those kinds of things as well. So we have relationships around us all the time. And as you mentioned, with work relationships and everything else to boot.
You know, I don't know if it's just because this is kind of my area of interest. So maybe the algorithm for anything I get on social media or the books that I read is just because I pick it up because I'm interested. But tell me if you agree, because you might not. But it just seems like with the dawn of technology, which we'll talk about by technology, maybe I should say the dawn of social media, and kind of the popularity of self-help books, there's just a lot of airtime that's been given to relationships these days. So you'll hear stuff on podcasts like our own. You'll see stuff on social media about like how to be a good parent, or you'll see lots of books just essentially providing therapy for how to have healthy relationships. Maybe it's not new and I'm just more attuned to it. I don't know. But what do you think the church has to offer that's so different to like the blaring sounds of everything else that we might be hearing? And I include myself in the we.
Yeah, I think there are lots of voices, lots of messages that are about relationships. And I'd say as we step into each new phase, we kind of become aware more of maybe some of those voices in different arenas we weren't before. So I don't know if it's a new thing. I think the technology puts it way more in front of our face maybe than in years past, where we could choose to ignore books or things that were out there, resources that were there. With social media, if we're on our phones or devices at all, it's in front of us, all of these things. So I think the church has to offer when it comes to relationships what it's always had to offer, and that's Jesus Christ. The one who entered into relationship with us, who, came down, became incarnate, put on flesh, and entered into relationship with us, not because we were so great or marvelous. We were sinful and had our own struggles and mess that he stepped into and became part of and then took on. And so that Jesus taking on our sinfulness, taking our sins, going to the cross to redeem us, to save us, but also to bring restoration to us and to those relationships that we have. And so as that gift that God gives us in that, one of the many gifts he gives us is that we can see ourselves truly as we are. We are sinful creatures in need of a redeemer who's come in Jesus Christ. And when we see ourselves that way, it enables us to see others in the same way. That they're not the enemy. They're ones that struggle with the same reality that we have, and have the same hope that we have in Christ. And that foundation for reality of ourselves and others is the foundation for relationships, to build healthy relationships in Christ with one another.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. We're doing this retroactively, so we're recording this after we've gotten to interview everybody, which is a benefit to us in the sense that now I've been able to kind of chew on what the wisdom of our guests has been. But I've gone back to Proverbs a lot during this season, just thinking of what the Proverbs have to offer us when it comes to relating to one another and caring for each other. And I was reading through Proverbs 4, actually, and I found this to be a really beautiful way of talking about how Christ delivers healing to us in our relationships. And Proverbs 4:20 says, "My son, be attentive to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh." And this is talking about wisdom, of course, which is comes from God.
Yeah, the idea that we're in those relationships and healing can come in and through those is so powerful. One of my favorite verses when thinking about relationships and struggles sometimes that happens with others is Romans 12, verse 18, which says, "As far as it depends upon you, live at peace with everyone." you know, and that idea of there's a lot of things in our relationships that are out of our control, how others are going to respond, what others are going to do, but kind of understanding and owning your own actions and own sins and behavior in the midst of those things. Yes, others wrong us, others hurt us, but we do the same. And so, you know, as far as it depends upon us, I can't control them. I can't make them be at peace with me, but I can live peacefully towards them. And so, and that can only happen because Christ has given us peace. The Prince of Peace that we celebrate at Christmas has come. When I think about relationships, that's something that's been helpful to me over the years as I think about that.
We have titled the episodes of this season just according to the topic that we're going to be talking about. And as I mentioned, isolation, loneliness, loss of trust, there's guilt and shame that we talk about too. I hope that as much as listeners are, you know, they're able to piecemeal these episodes, of course, I really hope that listeners will listen to the entire season, even if at face value they don't think that it relates to their particular situation, because I think that as, you know, we listen to the really awesome, wise, articulate guests that we've had on this season, I have learned so much. And Andy, I bet you haven't had any relationship challenges, but I certainly have. It's just part of life. Yeah. And I mean, there's nothing, you know, out of the ordinary, I wouldn't say, or unusual, but doing life with people is just, it's hard. And so you're going to come up against challenges as you try to get along with other people. That could be like as small as just like personality differences or way you grew up. And I'm just thinking of my own marriage. Well, my husband was raised to do it this way and I was raised to do it this way. I mean, there's what sounds like trivial things like that. But, you know, just listening, even as we listen to Pastor Woodford about the loss of trust in each other, I mean, he has some beautiful gems of wisdom in that episode that is applicable to not just that specific scenario or quote unquote problem, but really to all of our dealings with other people. So I welcome our listeners to listen to the season in its entirety.
Yeah, I think that's a good wisdom for any time that we're talking about things that God's word has to say and talk about. You know, just a lot of times we can say, well, that's for them, that's not for me. You know, if we listen with an open heart and open mind, as we hear God's word talked about and discussed, as we hear these things of wisdom that our guests have been talking about, it's not only applicable for us to know about something and know what others are going through, but it is reflective and applicable for us in those struggles, whether they're current struggles or future struggles or past struggles that we've had. So I would just the same way encourage to listen, to have that mind of, well, how does this apply to me? And how can God use this within me for not only better health for myself, but also so that I can be a healing influence for others?
Yeah. Thanks, Andy. Thanks to our listeners for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and don't forget to click the follow or subscribe button so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at LCMS Life. And finally, listeners, we want to hear from you. Do you have an idea about a guest you'd like to hear from or a topic you want talked about? Email us at friendsforlife@lcms.org. We want to hear from you about what you want to hear about when it comes to issues of life.
For joining us, Friends for Life is a podcast that discusses the life God has given and the people He has called you to serve, right where you are in God's mission.